Good afternoon, everybody. So the presentation that I'm going to do is quantifying the effects of chelated calcium and salicylic acid on the leaf mechanical strength of poinsettia. So before starting to talk about the experiments, I will first give a brief introduction to why we started this research project. So probably most of you are aware that the potassium cuttings propagation come from Central American countries. So if you think about some of the ornamental cuttings, not only poinsettia, most of these imported for propagation in U.S. from Central America. If you take the particular case of poinsettia, they are produced in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and then shipped to Miami, and they are distributed across the greenhouses in U.S. So as you can see, this is a lengthy process, and if you see the propagation with unrooted cuttings, the stock plants are present in Central American countries, which are shipped for 2 to 3 days, and then it is propagated in the greenhouses. So our interest is about how do we get a good quality rooted cutting. So to get a good quality rooted cutting, we need to start with a better quality unrooted cutting. However, if you think about this long shipping process, sometimes there are delays in shipping, poor post-harvest environments, which leads to wilting, decay, and diseases, which leads to the poor propagation. So which is why we are interested in what we can do to promote the high quality cuttings through management of the stock plants. So with this, what is the quality of a cutting? So in general, it is termed as torn cuttings, but by definition, if you think about it, it is resistant to external forces such as physical damage or pathogen infection that could cause during shipping. And the next question is, how do we increase toning? So one way is that through environmental changes such as irrigation or drought stress, naturally some of these cuttings will be torn. However, we can also use the nutrient supply. We know that the nutrients such as nitrogen cause softening of the leaves. However, we also know that the calcium is something that creates stronger cell walls. So because of that, we had the interest in using calcium as a source of increasing the mechanical strength of the leaves. So during our previous research, the first question we wanted to answer is that how do we measure toning, or how do we measure the quality of a cutting? So in other terms, it is the quantification of the mechanical strength. So the tool we used is a texture analyzer, which is used in the food industry to measure the firmness of the fruit, etc. So we used this. And what we did was that we clamped the leaf onto a rig, and when the probe passes through the leaf tissue, this gives a measurement on how much force it takes to pass through the leaf. So two parameters is, one is the hardness or the peak force gives the force at which the leaf is, the probe passes through the leaf. And the work of penetrations gives an idea throughout this process how much the overall force that is acting on the leaf. So this is the first step in determining how the mechanical strength of the leaves could be measured. And then the next step is that can pre-harvest calcium treatments to the stock plants increase the toning of a cutting. So for that, we use poinsettia and geranium as stock plants, and then weekly applications of calcium chloride as foliar sprays to provide calcium at 0, 400 or 800 milligrams per liter. And after that, we measured the mechanical strength, and also we found that with this previous research that poinsettia, the 400 milligrams per liter of calcium in the form of calcium chloride is sufficient to increase the mechanical strength. So looking briefly at some of the graphs that we got, some of the results that we got, the peak force is increased at 400 milligrams of calcium in the form of calcium chloride as well as the work of penetration. And during this experiment, we also wanted to find out what happens with the if the concentration is increased beyond 800 milligrams per liter, because there were no recorded information about the calcium toxicities in poinsettia. So with that, we increased the concentrations to 800 and 1600 milligrams per liter. As you can see here, the beyond 800 milligrams per liter, the mechanical strength of the leaves did not increase. At the same time, we started seeing the phytotoxicity symptoms. So in addition to that, we also identified what leaf nutrient changes take place at this high concentration. We found that the leaf nutrient contents decrease in some of the major macro and micronutrients. So the potassium, manganese, sulfur, boron, iron, and iron, we could see the decrease in leaf nutrient contents, whereas there's increase in molybdenum content. So with this background, we wanted to find out, is there other alternatives to increase the mechanical strength than calcium chloride? So with that, as the next step, we started using two potential chemicals. One is the chelated calcium. Why we started thinking about using this is because it provides greater nutrient absorption at lower concentrations. So we use chelated calcium to provide calcium at 40, 80, and 160 milligrams per liter. And salicylic acid, because it's reported to mediate plant stress responses in plants. So we wanted to find out the possibility of increasing the mechanical strength. So the plants were managed with supplemental lighting to keep them at the vegetative stage, and the treatments were applied weekly as foliar sprays with the surfactant. And the main purpose was to measure the mechanical strength, but we also did the leaf nutrient analysis to see whether there are any differences in leaf nutrient content. So this shows the results of peak force and the work of penetration. So first, for calcium EDTA, we could find the increasing in the peak force at the 880 milligrams per liter calcium, and also the work of penetration increased at this rate. And also with the salicylic acid, we could find the similar results of increasing peak force and the work of penetration. So if you think about as a percentage, the peak force is increased at 26% and 29% with calcium EDTA, and the peak force of the leaves was increased at 18% and 19% with salicylic acid. And this shows us that both this has the capacity to increase the leaf mechanical strength of these cuttings. And then we also did the nutrient analysis. So the calcium EDT treatments, we saw that there's 20% increase in calcium, and at the same time there's increase in some macro and micronutrients. Especially potassium and magnesium was increased in the leaf nutrient tissues. But we did not see any difference in salicylic acid treatments. And the micronutrients, there's an increase in copper, iron, manganese, and zinc as we increase the calcium EDTA content. However, it should be noted that, again, with the increasing of these micro and micronutrients, and also in the salicylic acid, although there are no differences in nutrient content, we start seeing phytotoxicity symptoms at 180 milligrams per liter calcium EDTA, as well as at 300 milligrams per liter salicylic acid. So in conclusion, what we can tell is that foley application of calcium EDTA at 80 mg per liter or the salicylic acid at 150 mg per liter can improve the mechanical strength of the poinsettia leaves, and we did not see any phytotoxicity symptoms at this range. And also, in comparison with the results that we got in the previous experiment with calcium chloride, which we found that only there is a 10% increase of mechanical strength, but with calcium EDTA, we saw that there is a 25% increase is possible. So, with this series of experiments that we conducted, so there is a potential to use these different chemicals to increase the mechanical strength of the cuttings so that we can improve the propagation performance, and also we can get cuttings that resist damage during shipping. Thank you. Any questions?
Does the dry weight change? So if you have the stronger leaf, is it because you have thicker cell walls, or what do you attribute that to, and is there any change in the dry weight?
So the question was that is there any change in the dry weight? So what in the dry weight, we did not see any significant differences, but I can tell you from the calcium chloride experiments, we did see an increase in fiber content in the leaf tissues. So that it could be one of the reasons for that, but that may not be the only reason, because something that I, when I refer to the data of other experiments, because calcium chloride is commonly used in the fruit industry, so one important point with calcium chloride, especially with the calcium, is that that also helps to build up the pectin layer in between the cells. So it could be a combination of reasons. But we did not see an increase in dry weight, yes.
You commented that the increased leaf strength would result in better performance of propagation. Did you test that, and if so, what parameters did you measure to verify that?
Yes. What I said was that the leaf mechanical strength could prevent the post-harvest damage on the cuttings and could help in better propagation performance. We did store cuttings, but not for a lengthy period, but for the regular period, like 24 hours. And then we did the propagation performance to see whether there's any difference in rooting. We did not see any difference in rooting, but we think that's a good indicator that there's no toxic effect on applying these chemicals on propagation.
See any difference in either botrytis infection or
Botrytis infection, we did find with calcium chloride, there's a reduction in botrytis infection. Even with this, we found there's a decrease in botrytis infection. The problem is that when we repeated the experiments, we could not affect the control very well. So the first time it was 40%, and then the control was about just the 20% was affected. So it was very irregular, so I did not present the data. But we saw at one point with calcium EDTA, there was a reduction in botrytis.
Yeah, quick question. What time of day do you apply the calcium, and does that matter?
We always apply it in the morning before 12, but we didn't test anything about the timing of application during the day.
All right. Thank you.